First, though, your agency always looking to better implement new projects, especially when the budgets are as tight as they are now. More effective management and performance are the key. Lisa Shames is Director of Natural Resources and Environment, the Government Accountability Office, and here with some advice for your agency. Lisa, great to talk to you. Thanks for coming on this afternoon.
Well, thanks for having me.
Happy to do it. You were looking at what agencies have done in the context of the Department of Agriculture implementing the next Farm Bill and the legislation coming through Congress as the Farm Bill does. But USDA has had some struggles with implementation in the past. Talk about what you've seen.
Well, we looked at our work over the last couple of years, and we found that USDA has challenges which are not uncommon to other federal agencies, and they fall very broadly into three areas, performance and accountability, coordination both within USDA as well as across other agencies, and management capacity. We found that over our work that these challenges are critical, and they could affect the implementation of the next Farm Bill.
I think performance and accountability is fairly self-explanatory, although I'll dig into that with you in a little bit. And the coordination, the interagency coordination, also makes a lot of sense on the surface. Expand for me, though, on the idea of management capacity. Does that mean enough humans, enough eyeballs on these issues, or does it mean the ability of those humans to perform the work, or some combination, or something else?
Well, you're onto it. What we found over the years is that agencies need a core management capacity in order to deliver the services that the American public wants. And you've touched on one of those areas, that's human capital or the people to actually do the work. Other core management capacities include information technology as well as a robust financial management system.
So it's infrastructure, management infrastructure on any number of different levels.
Exactly, yes.
That are driving that third one. All right, let's go back to then performance and accountability for a minute. Where was the weakness there? Was it in setting the criteria of what would be measured? Was it in actually setting the measurements for the things that you decide you're going to measure? Not you, obviously, but that at USDA was going to measure. Was it the execution? Where was the problem here?
Well, we looked at specific incidences. One was the Forest Service, which is one component of USDA. Forest Service is responsible for fighting fires. That's something that's very topical now. But we found that the Forest Service, along with some of its other partner agencies, had not strategized to determine or manage the cost for fighting these fires. We found that this is particularly critical because of emerging threats such as climate change and also the denser population that are now close to wildland areas. So this is something that will be crucial for Forest Service to figure out in order to meet its responsibility of protecting forests.
All right, so I'm picturing a listener of mine, and hopefully there's more than one, but I'm picturing some listener driving along thinking, well, I work in an IT shop in an agency. What does performance and accountability of a firefighting program have to do with what I'm doing? What lesson can I learn from that? What would you say to that person?
Well, ultimately, USDA needs to work in a very concerted fashion, and that means the IT people need to contribute to the overarching performance goals that USDA has. Just to give you a profile of USDA, it's quite a large agency. It has 15 agencies underneath it. Its budget is $129 billion, and it has a multifaceted mission. So it's important that every corner of USDA work and towards a common purpose to be able to meet these responsibilities.
You mentioned the second point of the three, and they're detailed in this report, which we have linked up at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. The second of the 3 points that you outlined earlier, Lisa, was the coordination both within USDA from one component of USDA to another, and then from agency to agency, USD and other agencies. What in particular caught your eye there as either good or could use some improvement?
Well, for example, we found that overall government-wide, there's a shortage of veterinarians. But within USDA, these agencies are actually competing with each other and, in effect, are stealing the veterinarians away from the slaughter plants where they typically enter USDA service and move over to more research-oriented jobs where they perceive more pleasant working circumstances and greater advancement. So here within one agency, there was competition, and yet we were calling for a departmental view of it so that USDA, again, as one single agency, could meet the needs that it to face its challenges.
And I'm thinking of the acquisition workforce as another area where agencies sometimes poach from inside themselves to try to meet their needs as kind of a parallel to that.
Well, it could be. We didn't look specifically at that at USDA, but human capital is a challenge across government, and it's an area that GAO has focused on over the years.
The more broad concept there, too, is that they're just the overall awareness of what is happening amongst these components. What recommendations did you have specifically about that one of the three for USDA to help just raise general awareness of what's going on inside itself?
Well, getting back to the veterinarian example, we called for a departmental-wide assessment of exactly what its workforce needs for the veterinarians, and so that the agencies, all 15 agencies, could come to a shared solution for how USDA could meet its mission. So it's taking a departmental approach to this, as well as some other issues within USDA.
Did you get a sense from your research of what the challenge is, or the reason why they got to a point where there doesn't seem to be that dialogue within the agency about what the agency needs as a whole?
Well, it's a large agency, 15 components within it, and it presents challenges when it comes to information sharing and just general communication.
Lisa Shames of the Government Accountability Office, thanks for being here this afternoon. I mentioned that your work is posted right now at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth.